This house does not fall easily into any category of style. We're trying to explore a form, trying to break away from the very regular rectilinear buildings. The idea of this home, it was a little bit of a display space, like a showroom, like a museum. These curves, they add something to space because they connect things, so you don't feel an edge. You don't feel things stop at a certain position, but they continue to flow on.
Hi, Kisa.
Hi, Siapin. Wow, it feels like I've landed in the future.
Wanted this to have a wow factor. We started to explore using a lot of curves for this house. So you see all these lines, for example, the walls, they peel open to become steps leading up to the ground floor.
Yeah, it looks like quite organic and like rice terraces almost.
Exactly.
You enter, you look straight, but I was caught by the spiral staircase. It's made out of glass, it really looks like a sculpture, and that really impressed me a lot.
So structurally, this was very challenging to my engineer. My contractor took many months to build this. When you take a look at it, it's so smooth. It was smoothed by hand, okay. Yeah.
So this is a sculpture inside a sculptural house.
Yeah, we wanted this sculptural stairs to be right in front of the house, so it's very visible and as a showpiece once you come in.
This is such a stunning space. What I love about it is how open it is, how transparent it is, but it also feels very private.
For this project, the brief is to have a lot of glass. So we as architects had to try to overcome the problems of glass, such as large openings for cross ventilation, deep overhangs to shade the interiors from the sun, such as fans to cool the space. All the glass is all low E, so it helps to reduce the heat gain through the glass. This antique is a dragon rope that belongs to a Chinese prince, and it was already in his previous house, and we were very amazed by it. We found that it works really well on this wall.
So this house is very monochromatic, so the color palette is black, white, a little bit of gray, pops of red, but it doesn't seem boring or cold. So the homeowner was able to choose really, really interesting pieces. It's a white house, it's a blank slate, but it's not one-dimensional.
We always wanted to have a mezzanine here. The problem we faced was that the headroom below this mezzanine was quite low. So the space below felt quite squashed up, and also it was a bit dark because you're only getting light from the sides. So the client's previous home was very daring. He had a staircase made of glass. We took that idea and said, hey, how about a whole floor in glass? And I think that worked very well. We wanted to have zero corridors in this house. So that's why once you come up straight away, this is his master. But we do have a sliding door here,
yeah.
Which he can close up when he wants some privacy.
He does have a lot of these artifacts and antiques as well.
That's right. Yeah, these are
very, very nicely.
Very beautiful silver pieces.
The scorpion and the crab, everything looks really intricate. And the dancers as well, the Burmese dancers. Mm.
He's really quite a collector, and he makes trips to really source and find all these items. In this basement area, we had an air well. So this slot of opening brings in light into this space. There's also a water wall that's overflowing from the swimming pool above. Mm. So it sets a backdrop to this whole space.
So light and water come down into the basement.
Through this air well, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about this magnificent bar area filled with Asian antiques.
We created this along this curved wall. You know, we have backlit shelves, so you can see all his antiques in its full glory. Yeah.
It's difficult not to be wowed by the properties. You know, we're very used to entering soaring places if they're hotels, but not really when it's a home. So I think that immediately sets the tone for the rest of the house. I really admire how bold the homeowner is. He really had a vision. I wanted curves, and they delivered.